8:19 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for the midweek rolls on. And we're ready now on this Wednesday morning for a midweek chat with Shirley DeRouge. She is the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc. And she joins us every couple of weeks so that we can chat about what is going on in Downtown Du Bois. Hey, Shirley, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. And we saw some shedding taking place in Downtown Du Bois yesterday. It was a notable event, and I'd like for you to tell us a little bit more about why we saw some sheds arrive in downtown.
Yes. We took part in a pilot program with Main Street America, and part of that is for equitable entrepreneurial ecosystems, and one of the concepts is incubator sheds, providing a space that gives entrepreneurs and various like small business concepts a space to grow their idea.
Yeah,
that is affordable.
Yes, and so you don't have to take out a whole storefront, right?
Exactly. But it gives them also the opportunity to build a history that then they can take to a financial institution to get a line of credit or whatever. But it gives them the ability to see if it is viable and something that they could then grow and move into a brick and mortar location.
That's so neat. Hence the incubator term that is given to it.
Yes.
And so that was exciting. That's one step along the way. And you're in the middle of the process, I understand, of determining who is actually going to move into those sheds.
I have a list of those that are interested. In January, we will then put out an application to everybody, and then they will be need to be submitted by sometime in March. We don't have exact dates yet, and then we will select the ones that we think would be most beneficial to those sheds for the first year.
That's great. So that explains the shedding in Downtown Du Bois. And let's explain something that has been taking place here over the last several weeks. We've seen the light posts along West Long Avenue decorated in a Halloween theme. It's the Scarecrow Contest. And in just a couple of days, the winner is going to be revealed. How did the voting go in that?
The voting went really well. It's fun to see them get excited and share it, and just seeing people all over Facebook sharing and trying to help drive in votes and participation. And even just reading the comments, the creativity just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's always neat to see.
Yes. And it's just something fun for people to enjoy and look forward to participating, but also seeing in the downtown. It puts a smile on everybody's face.
Absolutely. And as part of, as the Halloween parade wraps up on Friday evening, the winner will be announced.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, they will.
So something to look forward to here in the next couple of days. Shirley, we could talk about so many things, but I wanted to kind of catch up on a couple of items that we've talked about in the past, maybe too far in the past, because we don't want the emphasis to drop off. One of those is the whole idea of facade grants. Now, Du Bois is an old downtown, and there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things, one of the negative things that comes with it is the buildings tend to deteriorate and show weathering quickly.
Yes.
But the businesses that are in Downtown Du Bois can get grants, which will help fund like half of the fix-up of their store's facade. So we're kind of right in the thick of that right now. Could you give us an update?
Yes. We are trying to tie up the last round of $50,000. There's approximately $10,000 still available. So that could be awarded to two different business owners, property owners, to make facade improvements, whether it's paint, awnings, lettering, decals, the Wrights Theater, they did stained glass window.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of different things that this can be applied to. So it's for a project up to $10,000, and DCED will match up to 50%.
Yeah.
So, but we have a second pool that once this has been distributed, we applied for and were awarded for another 50,000. But the terms for that are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. It's for larger projects.
Okay.
So that will, I don't want to confuse people and be like, right. Well, I heard. but the second one is for projects up to 20,000 and it will be 50%. So up to 10,000 per.
Wow.
But that is not available yet until we fully distribute
what's already been allotted there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that is so nice. And it's all, of course, leading to the beautification, further beautification mm-hmm. of downtown Dubois. And we appreciate that. Something else we appreciate is the idea of putting more benches in the downtown yes. area, because quite frankly, you know, over the past years, there is a lack of seating available, you know, in the downtown streets and open areas. So, a great idea. These memorial benches are mm-hmm. still being offered, I think, through the end of the year, right?
Yes. We hope to make this more of an annual thing, but we do have to submit the applications and that to Corps Monuments so mm-hmm. that they can order and get the materials in and the engraving done. All of those that have purchased benches for this year, their benches will be then placed in the downtown next late June, mm-hmm. beginning of July. And we hope then to gain a little momentum with it and have it available again next fall for 2027 placement. There is a lack of seating. There are a lot of people that would like to sit and just take in the mm-hmm. downtown, or like food truck Mondays. People want to sit and eat their food, but there's no place to sit. And now with the incubator sheds, we hope to have food trucks down there and places for people to sit and just enjoy the atmosphere and what our downtown has to offer.
It'll be a wonderful addition, and they are the super durable and beautiful granite type benches.
Yes,
which
they're
will
beautiful.
Last a long time and mm-hmm. not kind of wither away.
So, yes.
Well, Shirley, we've caught up on quite a bit here on this midweek chat, and that was our goal, and we goal accomplished, right?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us and for updating us, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.